Hi, this is Sirisha from Branding by Pixels, a digital marketing company. Last time we were talking about branding and brand essentials. So we have understood why we need a brand, how to build a brand, the four keys to successful brands, and why brands are important. Just a recap, some of the brand benefits are: it builds a customer loyalty, it increases value, allows higher prices, builds market share, and it is easier to launch new products under the same brand. Today, we are going to talk about the 5 steps for brand building process. The 5 steps for brand building process are: number 1, define the brand. What do you mean by defining a brand? As an entrepreneur, firstly, you need to understand what a brand means to you, right? So some of the questions that you could ask yourself while defining the brand are: how does this brand link to my overall business? It could be that the brand is about a product that you are selling as part of your business, or it could be much bigger, right? So you could have a business which could be selling multiple products, but you might just be concentrating on creating a brand for one specific product, or you might want to create specific brands for each specific product. So even to do that, first of all, you need to define a brand and to understand how it links to your overall business. And the second question that you can ask yourself while defining a brand is: what are my brand drivers, or what are my core values? When you talk about core values, these are specific to each business or each brand, right? For example, if you look at McDonald's again as an example, what are their core values? Their core values are quicker but quality food. Right? So that is McDonald's core value. What could be some of your core values? It could be quality, it could be value for money, it could be innovation, it could be so many other things. So think about it. So a recap, the five steps for brand building process: the first step is defining the brand. Number 2, positioning the brand. Once you define the brand, you have to understand how to position this brand. When we talk about positioning the brand, you could ask certain questions like: who are my target audience? Target audience is a very important question. You need to understand that not everybody is a customer. So if you are an entrepreneur starting out on this journey, you might think that, okay, my product is relevant to everybody. Right? So we are into digital marketing, and for my brand, which is Branding by Pixels, if I think digital marketing is part of marketing, so all the businesses or all the businessmen who have launched their business need marketing. So that means everybody is my customer, right? Not everybody is my customer, but all the businessmen are my customers. No, that is absolutely wrong. Not all business people are my customers. Why? Because many of the business people may not understand that marketing is needed for their brand. So if they don't have that set of mind wherein they think marketing is important, my probability of going and explaining the importance of marketing and converting them as my customers is very, very low. Right, that is one of the reasons. The second reason could be, these could be multi-generation entrepreneurs. So the company has been founded probably by a great-grandfather, and probably the great-great-grandson is running the company now. So they are established in the market, and they might not look upon marketing as a means to increase their business, because they might think that their market is already saturated. That could be one of the reasons. The second reason could be, if I have to actually go and convince a business owner of this kind of business, wherein a family business is being involved, then he would have to take permission not just from his father, but from his uncles, from his grandfathers, etc. Then my probability of converting his as a customer is very, very low again, because these people might be from old generation who might not even understand that marketing is actually needed for their business, right? So as a digital marketing company, I have identified that not everybody is my customer, but only a small and medium business owner is my customer. Again, in the small and medium business segment, people who understand the importance of marketing, people who understand that digital is going to be the next revolution and they need to be part of this revolution, people who are willing to experiment with this new marketing concept, people who are willing to, again, invest in this marketing concept because nothing is free, only those people are my customers. So I have identified my target audience. So whenever I create content, I can create content regarding to this specific niche of target audience. What could be their pain points? How can I convince them that they should actually invest in this new medium? What else can I talk to them about value additions? Again, as a service probably from my brand. Again, as a value addition for their own brand if they actually venture out on digital marketing, right? So when you think about positioning your brand as a small and medium business owner, you should also think about who your target audience is. And then the second question that you can also ask in positioning your brand is, what do you want your customers to think about when they see your brand, or what is your brand promise? So what are you going to deliver to the customer that is very specific to your brand? Again, coming back to McDonald's, what is their brand promise? Quicker service, right? And also, they have very standard products. So wherever you go and experience a McDonald's burger, it generally tastes the same, right? So standardization is one of their brand promises as well. Now, coming to the third step for brand building process, expressing the brand. When we talk about expressing the brand, these are generally visual mediums, like it could be the name of the brand, it could be the identity of the brand, which is also a logo, it could be the tagline. So whenever you talk about a brand, you have to express the brand. It is not just about defining the brand and positioning the brand, but people need to know what the brand looks like, right? So your name, it could mean something. So when it comes to our brand, we talk about branding by pixels. So when we think about pixels, what comes to our mind? Generally, photography comes to our mind, visual content comes to our mind. So when we say branding by pixels, what we do is we do visual content, which we generally use for our digital marketing purposes, for our own clients. So that is the reason when we say branding by pixels, the name is very apt for the kind of services that we do. Some of the services are visual content and the other services are digital marketing. So when you are also trying to name your brand, think about a brand name which is appropriate. So it could be synonymous to the service that you are providing, right? So that is the first step, expressing the brand. And then it could be identity, the logo as well. So again, if you go back to McDonald's, you can actually recognize a McDonald's even from 100 feet or 200 feet afar from just looking at the logo, which is their golden arches. The golden arches is so spread around that you when you look at the golden arches, you understand, oh, there is a McDonald's. I can stop there for probably a quick lunch or a quick snack, right? So make your visuals, make your brand also visually expressive using logo. Next, tagline. You could also use innovative taglines. For example, coming back to our brand, Branding by Pixels, our tagline is creating value through content and strategy. So when we say content and strategy, we are covering both visual content and the digital marketing services that we provide, right? And we are saying we are going to create value through both these services. And we do both of the services, so it is a plus. So whenever you are trying to create a tagline for your own brand, think how you can add value. So you can use words like value, or you can use words like strategy, or you can use some of these words which actually, to which your customers might actually respond to in a positive manner. Okay. So, this was the third step in the brand building process. The fourth step in the brand building process is awareness of the brand. So, you have defined the brand, you have positioned the brand, you have expressed it. But until and unless people know about your brand, there is no brand building exercise, right? What is the whole point of you doing this exercise? It is to create an awareness of the brand. And when you talk about awareness, then communication comes into picture. When you talk about communication regarding the brand could be both internal as well as external as well. So what do you mean by communicating internally? When you say communicating internally, it is about communicating to your employees and to your vendors, because they also need to understand that you are trying to create a brand. You are just not trying to create a business. So wherein you just have some products and you just sell those products, or you have services and you just sell those services. No, when you communicate that you are trying to create a brand, brands are generally expected to have a longer life expectancy. Right? So that means you're trying to create a legacy. It is not just a business for you anymore. So when you communicate this to your employees and to your vendors, you are inherently telling them that I am in here for the long run. I'm not just looking to make a quick buck. So that will give your employees and your vendors confidence to deal with you, because they might at the end of the day, they're also worried about their future, right? So if you have employees, they're worried about their future because they are investing their time in your company, and they don't know whether you are here for the long haul or you are just a fly-by-night operator. So when you tell them, I'm going to create a brand, I'm trying to create a legacy here, they also feel confident to give in their best. Same is the case with vendors. And also advantages with vendors are, if you actually communicate to them that you are serious about your brand, you are looking for a long-term relationship with them, then there are some perks that you can get out of it, which are like credit lines, right? You can ask them, can I probably have a credit line? Because I'm not just looking at this relationship as a fly-by-night thing. I want this to be a long-term thing. And I'm also trying to create a brand so that I can work on this business for a long time. I want to hand this over to my sons. So this is going to be my legacy. They would have some soft corner towards you, because they know that they also need people who can buy from them, right, on a long-term basis, because acquiring a customer is very costly than retaining a customer. It is 3 times costlier than retaining a customer. So even the vendors are looking at maintaining a long-term relationship. So communicate this both to your employees and to your vendors regarding your long-term plans by building a brand. And when you talk about communicating externally regarding your brand, it is to your customers. Because until and unless you have customers who are willing to pay for your services, there is no point in creating a business and working so hard, right? So communicate to your customers as well that this is going to be my brand, this is my value addition, this is my brand promise. So if and when you feel that we are not meeting our brand promise, please write to us, please give us your feedback, please let us know. Okay, so coming to the last step for brand building. The last step for the brand building process is measuring the brand. This is the last step because it is going to take a lot of years before you can actually measure the brand. And you can measure brand using brand equity. brand equity in the sense, what do people feel when they hear about your brand? So if I, excuse me, so if I go into the market tomorrow and ask people, have you heard of Branding by Pixels? Branding by Pixels is my brand. We are a digital marketing and a visual content company. And they tell me, oh, so Branding by Pixels is being run by you. That means if many people know about my brand, then I have done a very good work at creating an awareness for my brand. And that comes under measuring my brand. So if people know about my brand, then their chances of actually recommending my brand to a prospective customer or they becoming prospective customers will be much higher, right? So the final process or the final step in the brand building process is measuring the brand. Again, just to recap, we are talking about the 5 steps for brand building process today. The first step is defining the brand. When defining the brand, you can ask questions like, how does it link to your overall business? What are your brand drivers or core values? The second step in the 5-step process is positioning the brand. When positioning the brand, you can actually ask questions like, who are my target audience? What do I want my customers to think when they think about my brand? And what are my brand promises? The third step in the brand building process is expressing the brand. Expressing the brand can be done using your brand name, using your identities like logos, taglines, etc. And the fourth step in the brand building process is the awareness of the brand. Awareness of the brand is done using communication. And communication can be both internal as well as external. Communication internally is to employees and vendors. Communication externally is to your customers and prospective customers. The final step in the 5-step process for brand building is measuring the brand, which is also called as brand equity. You can also keep checking with your customers whether you are able to deliver as per your brand promise. This can be done through surveys or feedbacks. Even if when they come down to your business place, that is if you have a store, if they come down to your store, you can personally ask them, so what do you think? How am I doing? Are you getting enough value out of my brand? Is there something else that we can do? How do you like our customer experience? Are my sales reps being responsive to your queries? Are you getting a good customer service? Is there any issue with the product? Is the product service good? Do you think we can do something else? Can we add some more value to you? Do you think we should deliver it to your doorstep? Will that be helpful? Can I increase my prices? Because as per market, my prices are the lowest, but I need to, you know, I'm looking at creating more value, so probably you can also think about increasing your prices. So for today, we are going to stop here. And as always, you can leave your feedback by a comment, or you can actually send me an email at sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. That is S-I-R-I-S-H-A at the rate BRANDINGBYPIXELS.com. Okay, so I'll see you next week. And next week, we are going to talk about personal branding, steps to build personal branding, and some core examples as to some people who have been very successful in creating their personal brands. Thank you so much for your time. Again, this is Sirisha, co-founder and head of marketing at Branding by Pixels, which is a visual content and digital marketing company based out of Hyderabad, India, signing off. Have a great week ahead, folks. Thank you so much. See you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.